Yes, good morning. All right, we've got unstable internet this morning due to the rains that are happening. So let's hope that I can stay on here. Hello, welcome everyone. Come on in and hello. It is time for another pleasure chat. It is Wednesday. Wednesday is Mercury Day. It is communication day. So hopefully my communication comes across clear to you this morning. If you don't know who I am, my name is Devi Maisha, and I am the Sensual Energy Alchemist. I am a Master Life Coach and Teacher of Sensuality, and my business, Sensual Energy Alchemy, guides Black women into their sensual confidence so they can show bold and powerful in life, business, and love. And today I actually wanted to talk about, good morning, today I actually wanted to talk about sensual confidence. I wanted to talk about what that is. I did a reel about it on my Instagram page, Sensual Energy Alchemy. Good morning. Welcome everyone who's coming in. I did a reel about it on my page, Sensual Energy Alchemy. And I want to talk about what is sensual confidence. And I mean, I could just say what is confidence, right? But sensual confidence really gets to the heart of the matter for me, since I'm a teacher of embodiment and a teacher of somatic work. Sensual confidence is your ability to show up in the world as your most unique, authentic self. It means that you are in touch with your body, literally and figuratively. It means that you are, I don't want to say unafraid, because there's always going to be fear, but you're bold enough to allow your light to shine as bright as it possibly can. So why sensual confidence? And even though I've stated why it's important, like what is it really, right? So from my perspective and the way that I teach, and I teach from the body. I teach from the body because this is a vessel that we live in. I teach from the body because what we have failed to realize is that our body really determines so much of what we do. And when I say that, I mean, as the sirens go by, and when I say that, I mean that our bodies hold the memories of all of our experiences. So even if we don't remember here, our body remembers what has happened. Why is that important? So let's say you're working on your confidence and you want to be a public speaker. And in your mind, you know, everything is hunky-dory and it's fine. You know, maybe you have this one memory of getting up on stage in fifth or sixth grade and everybody was laughing at you. But that, you know, the memory itself doesn't do anything for you. But in that moment, when you were being laughed at on that stage at 10, 11, 12 years old, the amount of shame and fear that you felt at that time, if left unprocessed, it gets cataloged in your nervous system. And what your nervous system says is, that's not a situation that we want to be in again. So we're just going to avoid that. So now you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. You want to get up on stage, but you find that whenever you go to do public speaking, something just stops you. You back out. You don't understand why. You have something to say. You know it's great stuff, but you keep preventing yourself from grabbing that mic. What you don't realize is that your body has cataloged that experience as harmful and dangerous to you. And so no matter what your mind thinks, you can try to mindset your way in it. You can try to force yourself onto the stage. You will find a way to sabotage, not because there's something wrong with you, but because there's a part of you still trying to keep yourself safe and you just don't realize it. So when I say sensual confidence, and I talked about sensuality the other day, full video was up on YouTube if you missed it, easy to find under Morning Pleasure Chats. Sensuality is the ability to get in touch with your body through all of your senses, because it is your senses that are taking in the information. And then there's a whole process that actually happens that's very scientific. You take in the information and it spits out a result, just like a computer, right? Which is modeled after the human brain. So if you're looking to be more confident, Well, yes, the affirmations and the self-talk in the mirror may be helpful. It might be more beneficial for you to start from the neck down. Now, the way I teach and what I love to do is, especially with women, and I'm branching back into the men slowly, but with the women especially, really the understanding that confidence in your body leads to confidence in other places. So I like to start with the body because that's what we've got. It's already there. And I truly believe that when a woman walks through the world feeling very confident in her body, it will just extend out versus you learning to be confident on stage, right? But you're still not confident in your body. Like, what good is it for you to be confident as a public speaker, but then when you're with your lover in the bedroom, you've got no voice? But if you have a voice in the bedroom, you're going to have a voice on stage. You're going to have a voice on stage. So first and foremost, central confidence. Good morning. Hey, so glad. So central confidence, first and foremost for me, is to start off with being confident in your body. No, not for public speaking only, but stay tuned. Hey, hey, good morning. So central confidence is your ability to speak your desires, your ability to trust and be open, and your ability to receive. And for those of us in business, this is so important, and especially for Black women, because we have been so taught to give and give and give. And we've been taught that receiving is kind of selfish, that we should be oh so grateful for anything that someone has given us, that we shouldn't ask and not ask for too much for sure, that we don't really want to express our desires. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. It's our responsibility to make sure that everything is smoothed over. Now, that comes from a history and a legacy of safety. And I need you all to understand that. It comes from a real need to keep our bodies safe, to people please, in order to actually stay alive. And as we have moved through, and not to say that some of those conditions don't still exist because racism is alive, but as we have moved through society into safer spaces, we are still carrying that version of what our ancestors went through into our current lives. So we don't ask for much. We aren't always open to receive. Even when we get compliments, it has to come with a, you know, yeah, but we don't want to seem too much. We're still carrying those safety mechanisms with us. So that means that now when we're showing up in the world, we're kind of showing up a little bit half-assed because we're so incredibly powerful and we know we are, like we know we are. But yet, let's hold back just a little bit. So getting in touch with your body, getting in touch with that nervous system, getting in touch, and I do mean literally and figuratively. So see, I'm jumping around a little bit because this thought came to me, but the way that we are wired through pain, the way that pain teaches us lessons, because it does. The pain and joy both teach us lessons. So the same way dealing with a dude and our heart is broken has us think, never again. I'm never going to end up like that again. I'm going to do all these things to protect myself like that so that that never happens again. Is the same way we can actually shift and learn through pleasure. We can unlearn some of the things that we learned in pain through pleasure, through that connection with our bodies. So in order to feel more confident in our body, and I'm talking about sensual confidence here, in order to feel more confident in our body, we need to get in touch with our bodies and our emotions, literally and figuratively, in touch with our bodies and our emotions. And many of us are walking around not very in touch with how we actually feel because we just can't afford it. We need to keep going. We don't have time in our minds to sit around and deal with certain things. We don't have time and space for that. But we need to. So remember that before I get back to the example, let me just finish through this. We must uncover what's true, not necessarily everything that we were told, not everything that we were told about ourselves, not necessarily that our experiences have to be the guiding factor in how we live. So we have to uncover what's true. And then we also work through the patterns in our nervous system and the hidden fears that are holding us back. Because again, self-sabotage is not about something wrong with you. That's your body's way of keeping you safe. It's why you don't understand why you keep doing the same things over and over and over again, because it's not mental. If it were logical, you wouldn't do them. Why do I end up in the same relationships? Why does my money end up the same way? Why do I keep trying to do this and then it's not working out? And you're blaming yourself, but you're not realizing that there's a part of you that is attempting to keep you safe, not concerned with your joy or your happiness or your peace, just your safety. We're organisms. We want to stay alive. Anxiety causes me to go into coping mechanisms. So the right word. let me say something about this. This morning I woke up, and normally when I start feeling anxiety, it happens fresh out in the morning. I'll wake up and I really sometimes have to work through getting myself into some homeostasis of calm, because I will wake up and every intrusive thought wants to pop into my mind. It's like a mind dump that wants to happen as soon as I open my eyes. So this morning's mind dump was, people are watching. You're posting stuff and they're showing up. Because see, I took a break from my business. And part of the reason I took a break from my business was because people were watching and it was picking up steam and I didn't know what to do. And I didn't have answers for it at that time. I do now. So what I'm saying to you is I've already worked through the process. At the time, there was a part of me that just said, you know what? I need to take a break. You know, this is a lot happening. I'm just gonna pull back. I'm gonna just take a break. And my mom got sick and I was caregiving. So it's been kind of 2 years out of it. Now, those 2 years, and especially this past year, gave me an opportunity to say, why did I actually say that? And it wasn't because, oh, I just needed to take a break. It was because there was anxiety attached to, oh, you're doing something. Oh, this is growing. And there was a part of me that this isn't logical. That was like, this is not safe. You need to come back down. You need to stay hidden. You need to not be seen. And this morning that thought came up. Oh, I don't know. But I have tools now. These are the same tools that I use to teach and assist women, right? I have tools now to help me, guide me through those thoughts. So they're there, but they don't take over. They don't determine the moves that I make the way they used to. Let me be very clear. Those types of thoughts probably always going to be there. I work as an erotic actor trying to make a shift away from it, but anxiety causes me. Yeah, no, that's okay. That is what I'm talking about right there. Those types of patterns that we are unaware of, that we don't know. They're not up here in the mind. They're in the body. Our body is designed to keep us safe. I will give you an example that seems very illogical, but it happens. You are dating someone, and this person is everything that you've asked for, pretty much. And they're not perfect, but daggone it, the communication is good. The sex is amazing. You know, they're getting along with your family and your friends, and you've gone through relationships where there's just been strife and angst and arguments, because maybe that's what you saw growing up. So that's what you were used to, but you've done some inner work now and you're at peace and you meet this person and it's wonderful and you are scared shitless because what the fuck is this? Your body doesn't know what to do. Like, you look like this, but inside your nervous system is like, I got to find something wrong. There's got to be something wrong here. This safety is making me very uncomfortable. I'm accustomed to the fight. Where's it at? And so we will sometimes screw up that relationship Maybe we accuse them of doing all kinds of things that they're not actually doing. Maybe we start backing away emotionally. We wall ourselves off. We close ourselves off. And now they're like, what's happening here? And we're sitting there going, why am I doing this? This makes no sense. Like in my brain, because it's not in your brain. The patterns are in your body. And when you work through the patterns in your body, your mind will go, oh, so that's what we're doing? Okay. Oh, so we're relaxed now? Okay, cool. So if it's wanting to shift away from one thing, and then there's the anxiety, and anxiety can be the space between this is what I know and this is what I don't know. I know what I know. I know what's comfortable, even if it doesn't bring me joy. I was in an abusive relationship. It was what was comfortable to me. It was what I knew. The idea of being in a calm relationship caused me anxiety. I didn't know that fully. What am I doing here with this? Anxiety is that space between the known and the unknown. And it happens to all of us at one point or another. But when we understand and begin to understand, and this is what I went back to, we must uncover what's true. When we start getting into our body to and not to come up with all the story, we don't need to go, well, when I was 5 or when I was 8, you know, such and such happened. That can be helpful. And you want to do that with a therapist. But when you're doing somatic work, it's more about where are you feeling this in your body? What shape is it? What's the color? And now let's do some exercises to shift that in your body so that you feel more open, grounded, and safe. And as you feel more, well, as you feel more grounded, safe, and open, because open is the last part, then you'll find you're able to make the decisions from a different place. You start creating different patterns in your body and in yourself. Is this making sense? I'm over time. Good morning. Is this making sense to y'all who are watching? I just want to make sure. Because I know I'm throwing a lot at you. Then I got to go. It's supposed to be like 15 minutes. I can talk for a long time. So when we're talking about sensual confidence, okay, great. Thank you. At least somebody. All right. So when we're talking about sensual confidence, we are talking about the confidence beginning in your body, in here. Again, affirmations and the mirror talk are wonderful additions. And by all means, please continue that. Okay, makes a lot of sense. Hitting, okay, wonderful. Keep doing those things. But you really have to start with the body. And ladies, I'm going to start with your sacral and your root energy, because the root is your fear. The sacral is your ability to create. Trying to open up your heart and receive all this love, or open up your bank account to receive all this money if you're an entrepreneur, or even if you're just looking to rise in your career, but you're still operating in a fear-based space, the money will come and it will go. You will make a lot of money and it will be gone. It'll be feast and famine because you're not regulated. Your relationships will look all over the place because you're not regulated. Your business will feel stunted because your creativity is off, because you have no connection to your juicy goodness in the center. Gotta be able to access the juicy goodness in the center. And men, same really works for you. All right, so that's sensual confidence. I'll be talking more about this because it's something that I have really worked on. You know, this ability to feel safe in your body. And that's really what's holding. We don't even realize that's what's holding us back, because we don't discuss the body. We don't talk about the body. We don't talk about sensuality. We don't talk about pleasure. We don't talk about sex. We talk about how intelligent we are, how smart we are, how logical we are. Neck up. But if you have a desire, and some of y'all don't, But if you have a desire to feel the fullness of everything that life has to offer you, and you get into your sensual confidence, even water will taste good. Water will taste like, I say that as a former personal trainer who had clients that could not stand water. Yes to the root. That root work holds up the sacral in so many ways. It does. It does. And for those of you who don't know, I will start talking about the chakras probably next week. For those of you who are like, what the hell are you talking about? The chakras, energy centers in your body. As you work through them, magic begins to happen. Even right now, I can feel it. I can feel it right now. So I'm going to get off and I'm going to go. It's a workout day today because I have not worked out. So I'm going to take some time to work out today, hence why I'm dressed like Flash Dance. Thank you all for joining this morning. I am here Mondays, 9 a.m., Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern. All of the replays are on my YouTube channel. So go there and subscribe. You can find any information about me through the link here. link.bio/Central Energy Alchemy. All of the replays are listed under Morning Pleasure Chats. They're short little bites. Usually I try to keep it to 15 minutes or less. Sometimes they go a little over. You're so welcome. Sometimes they go a little over. So glad Dr. Jamisa joined this morning. You know, hey Maurice. You can find them all there. And I also put up the replays on my podcast for now, because it's, you know, that way if you just want to listen to the audio and not see the video, you can go do that too. And you can find, I need to put my podcast up, but you can find me on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, under The Sensual Blueprint. The Sensual Blueprint podcast. And I'll put that in my link in bio as well. Also, women, if you are ready to dive deeper, you can join me inside of my private membership group for women, The Sensual Oasis for Black Women. You can come on in. There's a 7-day trial. All of my library of classes and teachings are up in there, from beginner's intro to sex magic to auroral lovemaking. I also have classes on sensuality, sensual energy. I see some of the members of the coven. That's what it used to be called. I see some of the members of the Oasis here this morning. So glad to see you all. I'm so glad, Tasha. Yeah, I needed it too. I had thought I was going to talk about something different, but when I woke up, you know, with this fear of like, you need to slow down, I was like, oh, we're not doing this again. We are going full force, baby. All right, the sirens are telling me it's definitely time to go. I will see you all back here tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Have a wonderful Wednesday, Mercury day. Go communicate well. Bye.